It is Niklas and Emil's group. We are for conscription. And now we'll start our argumentation. One of the reasons why we are for conscription is that conscription will make sure that a lot of people who are drafted will have new abilities which they can use for the good of the society. For example, they will be able to be better to first aid, to work together, and they will be more disciplined. This will, as I said, it will benefit all society. And why? Because first aid, you know, if a man has got a heart attack, yeah, it is nice that someone around him is able to give him first aid until the ambulance will come. And that is good. If there weren't a drafted army, if there wasn't a drafted army, then there will be much fewer who could help each other. Second, when people are in the army, they learn to work together. And work together is one of the most important things that we can do in a society. We cannot be a one-man army, and we cannot work alone rest of life. Therefore, it is good, important, and beneficial to be in the army. Second of all, when we go to the army, we will learn to be more disciplined. Men will learn to be more disciplined, and it could be used in the civil jobs which they will have in the future. They will not wake up 11 in the morning. No, they will wake up 6 o'clock, ready 7 o'clock to work. And when people are more disciplined, they will work more. And when they work more, they will have more money, give more money to the society. When the society has more money, then it will be good for all of us, because then the money will go to schools, hospitals, roads, yeah, everything which we need in a modern welfare state. Yes, thank you.